Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Nuggets are cooking in the air fryer as we speak. Head chef on the way. Tense meat potatoes. We're going to try the Dino Buddies.
Dino Buddies.
People love them. They say they're the best nugget out on the market. I mean, that's what we're going to find out coming up with the head chef. First time for a few emails, though, from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got
me. This one says, Ola, naked ladies, today my badass son Jackson's birthday. He just received his arrow of light, and now he's officially a Boy Scout. He went camping last weekend in the freezing cold, knocking out all kinds of requirements to advance through the ranks. I know you guys, or Miles, never made it to Eagle Scout. So could you have Mike give him a few pointers to help along the way, and maybe a Homer Simpson fish sandwich? Keep on rocking, guys. Thanks. That from Pat the Dad.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
So honestly, one of the best pieces of advice that I ever got is if you're going to go for Eagle Scout, get there before you turn 16 years old. Stick to this. Before you get 16, work as hard as you can to make Eagle Scout, because everything in the on the planet is going to get in the world by the time you get that. Not to mention, when you make Live Scout, first thing you want to do, start working on that project, because that's where a lot of people fall short. It's where a lot of people don't finish, and a lot of people don't get their Eagle Scout. So jump on that project as soon as you can. Take initiative. Move forward. Do anything that you can. Always say yes.
You don't want to be in your 50s and regretting you're not an Eagle Scout.
Guys, I used to be a bartender. Two bells before we hit the Esser. Could you make a birthday shout-out for me to my partner, Zoltan Lee Martinez? He is turning 28 years old. It would mean the world to him. Could we get some dirty Germans talking about Zoltan Lee Martinez?
Yeah, I like his name is Zoltan, but I'll tell you, let me stand behind you tonight and we will make sticky buns.
Yeah, Mr. Zoltan, I remember you in that movie with Mr. Hanks, and you made him giant. Mm-hmm. Actually, you made him big. Side note, the Germans were all very sad when the bells went away.
Yeah.
The tavern burger was so delicious.
One of the best.
And it's gone.
Yeah. So now I feel bad. I left the neighborhood and the bells left.
Yeah, I still wear a shirt. People go, where is that? I'm like, it is not where it was.
Yeah, so, I mean, God forbid you look at list of best burgers in Seattle. It was always on there.
Oh, let me just want to wish my wonderful husband, Randy, a happy 31st birthday with some love from the Dirty Germans. Thanks, guys. You are awesome. That from the lovely Natasha.
Yeah, I don't want to say what I plan on giving you for dinner, but I hope you don't have a nut allergy.
Yeah, so I just be careful having this husband, Randy. I know he's not drinking. He's having a wine tasting.
You all bitches, today is my son Anthony and my birthday. I am lucky that I won't forget his birthday, as well as my other son Colin's birthday, which is Cinco de Mayo. I've been a listener since the WAAF days in Boston, started syndicating your show, now the Christian rock. Would love a what the hell is that, bro, an andro penis followed by your penis is too small, and Coach Ted telling Anthony about being a monster truck driver. Listen, guys, every day on the radio.com app. That from Patrick.
Oh my God, what the is that, bro?
Andro penis.
Monster trucks, won't lie. First time a pregame speech to monster truck driver. Rule one, you run over those damn cars. Cars suck. We're monster trucks. Rule two, You hope the Bigfoot flips. Is he still rolling? I don't know. Maybe it's Gravedigger. Either way, we introduce contact to Monster Truck. We're not just running over cars. We're bumping into each other. Hell, I don't care if he's your friend. Flip his car.
He doesn't care.
That's how you race. We know.
That's how you race.
All the men's room. My husband, Michael, has been listening to your station forever, as I have. His birthday is today, and I would love it if you guys would give him a shout-out with an original fish sandwich and a Suck It Up cupcake. Thanks, guys. That from Ann.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
So, suck it up, cupcake.
Omachola's, I don't have anyone to shout out for me, so here I am. I look at any day above ground after my accident a few years ago that I fractured 6 vertebrae in my neck and my skull in a motorcycle accident. I count it as a blessing. Not sure what to ask you guys to do because I listen to you guys every day, and you're funny as hell. How about some dirty Germans on whatever comes into your minds? Love the show, guys. 35 years old today. That from Sven.
Yeah, today we're going to use your buns to make a sandwich, peanut butter and KY jelly.
So, you know, honestly, when I hear the word Sven, I just think it's just tall, blonde, drink of water. I wonder how tall he is. I bet 6'5". Sven, get in here. He's hairless, too. Leaves the towel off. Sven.
You mean Sven at the spa?
Sven just seems like that kind of guy. He's probably down from, you know, to visit Deutschland.
Yeah.
Yeah, down to visit Deutschland.
Yeah, you must be down.
Yeah, he doesn't understand Deutschland's the name of something underneath my pants.
Guys, happy 33rd birthday to my beautiful wife, Amber. Can I get an original fish sandwich with a side of turtle wax? Love you, hon. That from Nicholas.
Fish sandwich. Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Guys, what up? I know it sounds fruity. It's my birthday today and what my wife is calling my golden year, almost 30. I work as an HVAC tech for a Seattle company with the name of a tree, so I'm slamming large pipes into tight places all day. I've been trying to start a family, so could I get Coach Ted telling me to get her done fitting things in tight places? And maybe a recommendation to your favorite steakhouse in the Seattle area. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Josh.
What are we doing here? We're fitting stuff in tight places?
Yes. He and his wife are trying to start a family.
Ooh, all right. I know a lot about this, just the opposite way. Step one, don't wear a condom. Step two, the thing is, you gotta choose positions correctly. Everybody knows you can't get pregnant if you're doing it the old, that way. Step three, well, it's a free-for-all. Have fun in there.
In there, yes.
Have fun time.
Well, usually you gotta be careful about that. Guys, I don't know what your price range is. I enjoy the Met. It's a mm-hmm. little pricier. Mm-hmm.
First of all, check and see if they're open. See where you can go in and sit down. You can always do takeout from all these places, but if you want to go in, sit in a steakhouse.
If you're just looking to have some good drinks, and so you can always hit the Buzz Inn up in Arlington.
Nothing wrong with that. Guys, I love the show. Listen every day. Today's my fabulous birthday, and I'm fairly sure none of my friends will ever remember to reach out. So can I please get some dirty Germans sharing a few ideas on how to celebrate after dark? Thanks so much. Hugs to you all. Peace out, bitches. That from the exceptional Erica.
Yeah, Erica, for your birthday, I will tell you what will help you think of many things to do. I will open my pants and you just stare at my yam hammer.
Yeah, for me it's pretty simple. If it's after dark, everybody knows the one rule. That's when the freaks come out.
Yeah.
The freaks come out at night.
Bitches, my brother Judge, a.k.a. Greg, is 45 today. Can he get some skinless bangers and some wedding puke at the end? Thanks, guys, and keep on smoking. That from Jermaine.
Oh, Mom. Mom, there's still skin on me bangers.
Mom, how am I supposed to eat this one? It's got skin on it. I'm not even sure it's a banger. It looks like one of those weird American sausages.
Take the skin off me banger if you want me to eat it, Mommy.
Mom, do you want me to get sick? Do you want me to die? It needs to be a skinless banger.
How would you feel if you found out your son choked on the skin of a banger? I don't want to choke on banger skin.
Don't you love me, Mom?
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Bitches. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Oh, thank you, Robin. We appreciate a couple extra emails here, guys. Old Men's Room, I was hoping that you guys could help me out with something. What is the difference between a burger and a sandwich? Take the Filet-O-Fish sandwich for an example. Here in Australia, we call it a burger. But in the U.S., I hear you refer to it as a sandwich in the same way you do when, say, referencing a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Mm-hmm. Jelly, which I now know is not the same as jam. Help, I'm confused. Also, you reported on the Qantas flight to nowhere, which I nearly missed out on some seats, by the way. Well, here is their next marketing exercise, a flight to somewhere. Cheers, guys. That from Aaron from the newly reopened Melbourne office of the Men's Room in Australia, where not even COVID deep clean can remove that smell. You know what? Just because it's on a bun, there's a lot of sandwiches on a bun.
I think it's like this. A hamburger is, in fact, a sandwich. But in the States, a hamburger is a hamburger. Anything.
Correct.
If you called it a fish burger, at least in the States, and I think we'd agree with this, if you had burger after something, it sounds less appetizing. If it's not a ham, if you said, oh, we have a fish burger, which essentially is just a fish fillet.
Salmon burger is the same thing.
Right. You don't want to eat it.
Mm-hmm. I would also say, like, think about it like steak. I mean, they're all steak, but you can have a ribeye.
Hamburger, ribeye.
You know what I mean? You can have different cuts. Right. So while they're all sandwiches, the hamburger's just very specific. You know what? Yeah, fish sandwich. I'd eat a fish burger.
Well, salmon burgers are great.
Yeah.
But I guess you're right. Salmon burger to me means it's ground up salmon into a patty, mm-hmm. as opposed to just a fried piece of fish on a sandwich.
You know what? Really, that's what it is.
You ever had a crab
ground up? Yes,
crab burger.
I don't think I have.
Well, basically, it's a crab cake.
It is just flattened out, but it's still delicious. Oh my god!
Just keep it a crab cake, man. I like to have a ball.
This one says, all of you people, once upon a time I was a proud owner of a fleshlight that got me through the single life. Fast forward, I found a girlfriend and no longer needed said fleshlight. Well, the girl I was with was my best friend's ex, and after we did the deed, that made us Eskimo brothers. Well, I lost my job a few months later, needed the cash, so I took a long shot and tried to sell my best friend my fleshlight. He said no, but then I persuaded him by telling him that we both have been with the same girl. It's pretty much the same thing, and you can clean a fleshlight. You can't clean a person. Well, he was sold. Rock on, guys. That from JC.
That's all it took.
I guess that's it. And on the subject of needing some advice from Miles. Miles, I think you mentioned once that one of the worst jobs you ever had was working in a crawl space drilling holes for termites, right? That means you are qualified enough for me to try to get some free advice. I moved from Seattle to San Diego about 2 years ago, and it seems like I've been battling these things ever since. I'm throwing a Hail Mary pass here to see if you guys know any tricks of the trade or something that I can wipe those efforts out with. I'm not concerned about long-term health effects or the neighbors at this point, so any ideas help. In return, I'll have a fresh pack of drill bits and some lesion for you next time you're down this way. Thanks, guys. That from Joe. Joe, you can't do it yourself. You got to do that professionally. And the reason is because anybody that works in pesticides, you need to get certified for that because the chemicals you can't buy over the counter. So one of the reasons you get certified is so that they can use the high-grade stuff. So you can't kill termites with anything else other than high-grade stuff. So you're going to have to
call and those chemicals are serious chemicals. I don't think, number one, you can buy them. But number two, you should not be messing around.
It's almost like, think about it like a Carolina Reaper oil. It's like, seriously, four drops of that stuff for like 5 or 6 gallons.
Right? By the way, just real quick. People say, hey, for our Australian friend, he says the burger is defined by ground meat between buns. In other words, the meat has to be ground. Turkey burger is not the same as a turkey sandwich. Two different things. And then someone else says, don't forget, it's called a chicken sandwich, not a chicken burger. You disgusting leviathans.
What about the fact if you put a sloppy Joe, then? Is that a burger? Because that's ground meat.
Nah, it's too
loose. It's not a patty.
Uh-huh.
And you're right. I hate it when they say chicken burger.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. You know, it's funny when you run a kitchen, it's a lot of different things you have to think about.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of it involves timing. And sometimes, you know, people get hungry, but you need to talk to them a little bit, warm them up before they get that delicious dino buddy.
I'm trying to say that you guys buddies. Didn't put them in time.
They need a little more time.
Okay.
Doesn't Dino Buddy sound like a real bad kids cartoon from back in the day?
Dino Buddies?
The Dino Buddies.
See, the problem is the Dino Buddies were frozen.
Oh.
Unlike the other ones we had.
Okay, I see.
That we just want to reheat it, right, Miles?
That's right. From McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. All right. Give him a couple minutes. They're not going to be done yet. But my shoe chef sometimes is a little quick with the the trigger.
He wants people to be satisfied.
Let him go longer. Let him go longer.
Let him get crispy.
Yeah, man. We like our chicken now. A little bit well done.
Another minute. If they get burned, I'll take the heat for pun intended.
Here's the thing. I jacked the heat on the thing, and then I put it in there for probably a little bit too long. So I want to keep a temperature check on the thing.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, all right.
We don't want to burn the whatever it is.
Don't burn your buddies.
The T-Rex.
Did you see me bite the first buddy?
No. Awful.
It was still like cold.
No.
It's all right. We'll get there. But along with Dino Buddies, Dino Nuggets, whatever you want to call them, children like a lot of things, grilled cheese, chicken tenders. Do kids still eat ravioli?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It doesn't seem to be as popular as it was back then.
I don't think they eat enough beefaroni anymore.
No.
Because we started reading the ingredients on the can. So yeah, I love my kids.
I was 300 pounds in high school. Shout out to beefaroni.
Right. Franco Murray.
There you go.
Beefaroni. I think Chef Boyardee is Chef. Boyardee. SpaghettiOs is Franco.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I do have a couple funny things here for you about Halloween candy. Obviously, Halloween's coming up. Candy's very important.
Yes.
Who's got their candy?
We got candy.
Do you?
You know, I didn't buy it, but yes, we have candy.
Can you bring some in?
I might. We had a discussion about this morning. I'm to see what I can pull off, but I should be.
It depends on how many trick-or-treaters show up.
There are some Reese's peanut butter cups and some Hershey chocolate bars and some eggs.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm saying.
Well, you know we're not going to get those.
Well, my issue
is. Yeah, so I'm not bringing those.
Exactly.
Halloween candy only comes in like very big sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So I want about 8 to 10 small pieces of different varieties.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't want to buy a 30-pack of candy for my own house.
No, because you know what'll happen.
Yeah.
You'll eat it.
Mm-hmm. So this is a little breakdown of most popular candy by generations.
Ah, okay.
So Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X. What are you guys? Gen Xers?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. What do you think is number one for the Gen Xers?
I'm just going to say like everybody else, Reese's Cups.
Yeah, Reese's Cups are like Snickers bars.
Yeah. All right. Reese's is first. Snickers is second.
Yeah. I mean, that was basically when you went trick-or-treating at our age, there weren't a ton of candy. So Three Musketeers, Milky Way, Snickers, those were the good ones.
And there was no Nerds. There weren't those types of other kinds of candies really yet.
Sometimes it's good to have those candy. I mean, I like some chewy candies. I like Nerds. I feel like Nerds only really showed up at Halloween for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, I don't remember eating a bunch of Nerds.
We would get, if you had a fruit-flavored kind of candy, it was either Sweet Tarts or Now and Laters.
Yeah.
And nothing against Now and Laters, but they're the worst of the waxy fruit candies, I believe.
You know what? I
love a Now and Later.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Now and Laters are good.
Ranchers.
Once in a while, you still got a mix of Airhead in there.
Yeah, I'm down with Airheads, man.
Yeah. The finish off your generation, so it was Reese's, Snickers, Kit Kat, Milky Way, and then Almond Joy.
Ugh, I hate Almond Joy.
Really?
Yeah.
That really shows the age there. Almond Joy. There's no joy in that.
Yeah.
Mounds got mounds.
Millennials, which I technically am. Reese's, Snickers, Kit Kat, Candy Corn.
Oh Jesus.
And then Twix.
Okay, I'm glad Twix showed up.
Make up for that candy corn.
I get
corn
excited
nonsense.
For Twix.
I don't like candy corn, but if it's the only kind of sugary thing around, I'll eat some candy corn.
My introduction to candy corns, I remember being in a preschool. Both of my parents were working, and I was very young, but I remember the teacher there saying, we had a tomato soup for a snack. And the teacher's like, hey, and if you finish your bowl of tomato soup, this is for all of us, you got two candy corns. I'm like, this sucks both ways.
So I'm not finishing the soup then.
Oh, I wouldn't even start. I was always hungry.
Gen Z, the youngest ones, they like Reese's, Snickers, Kit Kat, Twix, and Hershey's.
I haven't seen one poll yet, Ted, that doesn't have Reese's at the top. So far as just, not this one, but you know what I mean?
Let's go to the old people.
Oh, no.
They put Snickers first.
Okay.
Then Reese's, then Milky Way, and then this is where you could tell boomers are boomers. Those caramel apple lollipops.
Oh, God.
And Tootsie Rolls.
No. What's wrong with
Hey, at least you got somebody to trade with.
All right, so we had dessert first.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for your nutritious Dino Buddies dinner.
Dino Buddies!
All right.
They're done. They're not frozen on the inside.
Right? I think the opposite. I think they're going to be super hot this time.
Okay.
I'm getting a chill just looking at
Ooh.
It. We got a little curry ketchup because that's what we got.
Right, yeah.
Just like the kids love.
I don't know if we
have
the curry ketchup, but we're close. All right.
Are they all the same shape?
They're all the same damn dinosaur.
One's
Sagittarius.
Okay, yeah, that's a Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus.
Mm.
That's a or Bronto.
Is
that a Brachiosaurus or a Brontosaurus?
That's the one I've got. I'm going to say Bronto.
This is the one with the horn on it. What the hell is
Triceratops.
That?
Triceratops.
This is the secret to Dino Buddies. It's funny for the kids to look at the shapes.
I think that's the T-Rex, gents.
Mm.
That's what?
The T-Rex?
Oh, I'm looking good, Rock. All right, I think I need to go in for a little bit more.
Damn it!
Oh, they're still not cooked?
They're not crunchy. Yet.
Mine's pretty hot. I don't know if we're going to get crunchy, though.
You're not going to get crunchy out of this? I mean,
you got to keep in mind, generally, these are going to be cooked in an oven.
Yeah?
Not in my house.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the air fryer could...
I mean, it is like white meat, you know what I mean?
It is. That's a good sign.
It's not like...
Send one over.
Okay.
Do you think... Can you tell a difference between a regular nugget, I guess is my question?
I mean, they're not bad.
I can't tell.
All right.
I mean, maybe it's fun for a kid to eat.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's this the is the bottom... Yeah, it's the shape.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it tastes like any other chicken nugget. Not McDonald's, right? But... Any other store-bought chicken nugget.
I just can't believe that adults got to be convinced to eat chicken nuggets based on the fact that they're shaped like dinosaurs. People are like, they're the best, man. I buy them when I have kids.
Well, I don't think it's that. I think some people just, if you consistently eat something from childhood, you know what I mean? Like, you think that's the best. I mean, no offense, right. But like, you very much like boxed mac and cheese.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right? So to you, that's the best mac and cheese there is. So I'm guessing a lot of it's got to be adults.
I mean, they're honestly not bad.
They're fine.
Yeah,
but I mean, I think if we cooked any nuggets, you'd be like, oh, they're good, they're nuggets.
But that's the point. This is all about the kids, just need to see the shape, mm-hmm. right?
And also, if we had, if we had a 10-year-old in here, I'm sure he or she could break down the difference in nuggets. Like, I could taste the flavor notes on this one. Like,
the flavor notes? Yeah, well, the Stegosaurus carries a certain, yeah.
Right, but for people like us, who are kind of normal adults, they don't eat a ton of chicken nuggets. It's like, it's a nugget.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
Fine nugget.
Thank you, Head Chef. That was amazing.
Good nugget.
You seasoned them very well.
Oh, you know what? Special thanks to my sous chef. Thanks, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Very good work.
I'll continue eating the nuggets.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're in the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in with Mike Hoff and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, the parent company of Burger King says that it's going to modernize the drive-thru with screens that can predict what you might want to order.
What are they basing this on? Like body mass index recognition?
I know, right?
Or where your eyes wander looking at the menu out there?
Maybe. I just don't want to pull up and it says, so you want two Big Macs, a double quarter... No, wait, no, that's McDonald's, my man.
Either way, it's like, yeah, we both know that's what I want, but we both know it's not what I'm going to order.
Right.
Of course I want all of that.
I'm just going to order something else, then, even if they got it right. Just right. To prove them wrong.
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't want a Whopper. I'll take your new salad.
I don't want the delicious original chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, I feel like... I don't know, I feel like a lot of times I get different stuff.
Right, you switch it up a little bit.
Depends on what you're in the mood for. Yeah.
Agreed. A man in Colorado broke a record when he ran a mile in under 5 minutes while pushing his son in a stroller.
Damn. That sounds more fun for the kid in the stroller than it does for the dude running.
Yes, it does.
There was a guy who challenged his wife. She's 8 months pregnant,
She said she could run a 7-minute mile.
Okay. Right.
He's like, that's crap. She goes out there, and I think she ran like a 6:48.
Oh, my goodness.
Eight months pregnant. Do you realize how fast that is? Oof. She impresses me more than the guy with a stroller.
Yeah, because she's got the baby in her.
Yeah,
right.
But it's, that's not a natural running motion with that thing hanging out like that. I don't know if you've seen runners before, but most of them don't have a gut that looks like that.
Now, I'm just stupid young male idiot, but 8 months pregnant, what's that, 7 pounds of baby?
Probably right around there, man.
Yeah.
You're getting close to your showtime weight.
Mm-hmm. But that woman, exactly. That woman is very fit.
Obviously.
I bet.
She's still wearing like just like a sports bra and like shorts. And
she's obviously a runner.
Right. Right. The only thing is if she had on a normal shirt, I bet you it would be hard to tell she's pregnant.
Right.
I hate it when that happens.
A woman in Thailand is making a living by dressing as a zombie to sell dead people's clothing.
I saw part of a video for that and I thought, look, if you go to Goodwill,
okay,
you don't know where those clothes came
but
from.
Now that I know they came from a dead person, it changes things.
Well, it's different. Right. It's not like they died in the clothes.
So is that something in Thailand that you have to disclose? Like, this is a dead person's clothing?
I don't know.
I would assume it is. Otherwise, I don't know why you'd bring it up.
Right.
You know, like, if I don't have to tell you there was a murder in this home and I'm trying to say that, I'm not bringing it up.
Right.
You are right, though. Maybe you buy stuff at
Goodwill,
yeah. Like, I probably own some dead people stuff.
You bet. Furniture, utensils. I mean, but again, it's one thing to say, man, these pants belong to a dead guy versus the guy died in these pants.
Jerry looked very peaceful in that when he passed away in his bed.
We actually exhumed his body to get these to bring to Goodwill.
I mean, they don't need to go to waste in a hole.
Sometimes you're just too nice. Waste not, want not, you know?
A family in Texas was reunited with their dog that was stolen 6 years ago.
Damn. Where did the dog end up? I guess you're not
Florida.
Working on
it. Yeah, I'm not working on it, but it did say that it ended up in Florida.
Yeah, because when I got the dog back, it had a mullet. Put on Skinner!
Right. Oh, there's a 102-year-old woman in Maryland that went skydiving for the first time.
Damn last.
Yes.
Go Terps.
Go Terps.
That's what she yelled when she jumped out.
Are you sure?
Here we go. Testudo. Oh, no.
I don't know if I'll ever be brave enough to go skydiving.
Just do it. You'll be. She's 102. Well,
man,
I guess at that
you're
point.
Half my weight, and you had to bike pedal because something went wrong.
Right. The parachute did not open originally. But
that
again,
seems problematic enough to keep me off of that ride.
Yes.
But the guy didn't tell me that at the time. And he's trying to keep everything upbeat. Keep in mind, when you jump, there's like 6-7 other people that have also jumped. Most of them are part of his crew, but one guy has a video camera, so he's filming everything. And has to do things, wave, do this. So when he said, bicycle kick your legs, I'm thinking, okay, this is for the video.
Right.
Then after he landed, he's like, if you didn't bicycle kick your legs, we'd have gotten twisted up and died.
Right.
I'm like, good looking out, bro.
And here's the thing. You being half my weight, he says, I have a responsibility to get this man on the ground. My weight, he says, nope, click.
Now, look, getting to the ground is the easy part. Getting down softly. Safely. That's the only challenge. Right. You're going to get to the ground, believe me.
Stay down there, buddy.
All right. Why are we not tethered?
$1 million flying squirrel trafficking.
I saw this headline. I don't blame you for suffering through this.
Hang on. I can get through this. $1 million flying squirrel trafficking ring in Florida has just been broken up.
Wow. They were using flying squirrels to deal drugs?
I don't know.
No,
they were trafficking the flying squirrels.
Oh.
Haven't you ever wanted a pet flying squirrel?
I have not.
That's what they're doing down there.
But I like the idea of training the flying squirrels to traffic cocaine.
I'd be all about it, man.
Just gliding across
borders. Yeah.
Is that a sugar glider landing on the porch? Oh, I gotta get home.
Damn right it's a sugar glider.
Yes, the booger sugar glider.
Yeah, this looks a little light. I think I might have got into this one.
Sugar glider.
Yeah, that's when that was the giveaway. You called it a booger sugar glider? That's when we got suspicious.
They just toss them from the plane and they just kind of hover their way down.
I'm like, first of all, don't look at me. Second of all, leave the money right there on the ground. 10 minutes, a sugar glider will be on your deck. Do you understand? All right, walk away. Walk away.
Oh, Lord Almighty. Just in time for the Halloween season. We have, I know that dating has been difficult, but luckily somebody went out there and they said, you know what, we're going to come up with the top Halloween pickup line, so I'm going to try these out. We'll see how they do.
Top Halloween pickup.
The top.
So you're saying Halloween specific, but I'm still I'm kicking game.
Correct.
All right.
So when you find yourself at your properly socially distanced Halloween party of less than six people or whatever the things are, then you can make sure they use these lines.
I've got one.
What you got?
I can't wait till after tonight to ghost you.
Boom. Not bad.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a pumpkin? Are you a pumpkin?
I am not.
Huh, funny, because I can see myself in your patch. All right, that one's a little aggressive.
I thought you were saying to get up in those guts or something.
Let's make like two cousins on Halloween and pumpkin.
Okay.
I'm going to DC'd you.
Those are none of the lines. Right.
No.
Miles is actually pretty good.
All right, here we go. Here are the top Halloween pickup lines. Let's make like my ghost costume and get under the sheets.
Okay, all right. I mean, it's no worse than your average pickup line.
That's right. You know, getting it started. I see it. I've dug a lot of bodies, but none of them compare to yours.
Oh, Jesus. All right, all right.
Well, that'll get them.
Aw, baby, you're making something on me levitate.
Okay.
That's for your witch costume that you wore there, I would suppose. All right. Let's see. You must be the Candyman, because you've got me hooked.
It's in a movie, right?
Candyman,
right, okay.
Horror movie pickup line there. Here we go. These again are the top Halloween pickup lines. I'm a ghost, and by the end of the night, you'll be my boo.
You'll be my boo?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
See, now that works if she's actually dressed as, like, you know, Boo from Monsters, Inc. or something like that.
Right. I don't know if that's who I'd hit on.
That's fair.
If you were dressed as an infant child,
that's fair.
There's a very good chance.
But she had a costume on.
I know.
Never mind. I'm going to quit digging.
What if it's a witch? You want to ride my womb broom?
Actually, you're dressed as a witch, so can I convince you to ride something other than the broom?
Oh, all right.
Miles are tracking.
Close,
you go.
Close.
I call my junk the skeleton because you can drape it across a rocking chair.
Because it likes the bone.
That's These are
bone.
Not mine.
Skinless bangers.
These are the top Halloween pickup lines. Want to go back to my place and try to scare the pants off me?
Hey now.
All right.
Yeah.
Picking it up.
If I were a Cyclops, I'd only have eye for you. Don't laugh at that.
I do have a Cyclops.
Got one.
And then finally, this is going to be Ted's. This is the top Halloween pickup line. If you were half horse, you'd be the centaur of my attention.
Oh, ooh, wow.
Nice.
Ladies, contain your swoons.
Well, at least we don't have to worry about that this year.
Give it a shot. Let us know how you did. Men's Room at KIFW.com.
We're going to be upset when you're like, dude, I got late.
That's right. Damn it, that worked.
Like, instantly.
Son of a... back to some good news stories with the number
Give her some hard candy.
Hey, now.
Oh, there you go. How many? Okay. With the number of tourists having plummeted, there's been a record number of turtles that have hatched in Mexico.
I read about that.
Right.
It's crazy.
What do you know? People off the beach and away from
nature,
turtles.
Nature does its thing.
You know what? Like, I read that today, and first I'm like, oh, that's cool. Then I'm like, man, oh, man, all the fish out there are like, hell yeah.
Yeah, those turtles,
there's
man.
A turtle bonanza, because those things get eaten.
They have a hard enough time getting just...
They do.
I mean, I can't remember what the numbers are, but percentage-wise, they don't do well.
No,
that's
not
why
well
there's
at
so
all.
Many.
Yeah.
It's like anything. 1,000 of you will hatch. 15 of you will survive to adulthood.
But if the one lives, it's you know, 70, 80 years old.
Exactly. Exactly.
At some point, they start looking a lot less tasty.
Well, and then when the pandemic started, didn't we get, like, report after report of, like, all these zoos? The animals were just, the pregnancy numbers skyrocketed.
Yeah, they don't have people watching them.
Exactly.
Not only that, the bear population, it's just gone crazy.
Right.
It's all kinds of stuff. I mean,
yeah.
Can I get 5 minutes of privacy? Thank you.
There's no people. Let's have leopard sex.
She can't be wined and dined if there's an audience. There's a mom in Houston that's been mowing lawns for seniors and veterans for free during the pandemic.
That's very cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Keeping them inside.
Mm-hmm.
Getting their lawns done.
I mean, she better be mowing lawns, you know, for people that can't go out there and mow their lawn. That's all I'm asking. You know what I mean?
There's some 30-year-old dude like, yeah,
I'm a veteran, but I ain't cutting that grass today. I'm tired. I work 6 days a week. You cut it.
Pay ya.
How long does it take to mow an average lawn?
It depends on the size of the lawn.
I'm about to say, what's the average
pushing,
lawn?
Yeah.
How wide is
your blade?
Mine's between 5 and 10 minutes because it's just not that big.
Mm-hmm. That was an hour-long project for
me. I got a five-minute lawn.
Yeah, you got a five-minute lawn. Yeah, growing up, it seems like my parents had much more yard to cover.
Oh, my Lord.
It's like, oh, my, why does this take so long?
You know, if you use the leaf blower, it makes the lawn look nice and lush. Or I could just pick the doggone stuff up.
We had a hill, like a little small, like kind of steep hill in our front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one place with a giant hole in it, covered in grass. I stepped in it every time.
Ah.
Paws Across the Pacific just flew 600 cats and dogs from shelters in Hawaii to Seattle in a mission to save their lives and get them adopted. So the problem is that all these shelters saw a lot of animals come in there, and then obviously during the pandemic, nobody was actually going to the shelters to look at these animals, and they were in danger of being put down, and so they actually brought them all out here to Seattle and given them a chance.
You need to go to the Seattle metropolitan area, because in Seattle, I'm sure a lot of pet owners are like, but I got so used to taking them to Starbucks and into the mall, and during my quadruple bypass heart surgery,
would you like to be
into my work.
And leave Hawaii?
I don't know what it's like to be at home with my pet.
A student in New York has learned the hard way to double-check her work.
Why is that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk.
I'll tell you about it
soon.
Ah, damn it!
1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on live for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, and we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.